Sometimes people look at those who walk tall, who speak up, who seem to have that calm assurance, and they wonder where it comes from. Some even think maybe they were just born that way. But I want you to set aside that idea, because confidence isn't some genetic accident or the exclusive trait of those with lucky stars overhead. Confidence has structure, not mystery. It isn't luck, and it certainly isn't just personality. It's cause and effect. You sow the right seeds, you get the right harvest. That's how it works. When I first started out in business, I didn't feel like a confident man. Not at all. In fact, I'd look around at others and think, how do they do it? How do they stand up and talk without shaking? The truth is, they had simply done the work. They'd laid the bricks one by one over time. And if you do the right things long enough, confidence stops being a wish. It becomes the byproduct. Picture a building going up. There's a blueprint. The architects have their plans, and the workers know the process. There's no secret ingredient, just foundation, frame, roof, wall, step by step. Confidence is built the same way. It's assembled from actions and choices over time. Some people want it to be more romantic. They want to believe in some kind of lightning bolt, a sudden transformation. But that's not how it works. Imagine someone who never practices, never prepares, and expects to feel strong and steady. It doesn't add up. The roots aren't there. But when you build, when you lay those foundational pieces, suddenly confidence shows up. It can sneak up quietly, like the sunrise. One day, you realize you're not as worried as you used to be. The trembling hands have steadied. The voice that used to crack is now even. People sometimes ask, is it just positive thinking? No, it's positive doing. It's consistent action. I could have told myself all day long that I was confident, but unless I backed it up with work, with learning, with trying and failing and trying again, it wouldn't have changed a thing. You see, confidence responds to the law of sowing and reaping. You don't sow corn and harvest beans. You don't sow neglect and reap strength. What you put in is what you get out. That's as solid as gravity. So as we begin this journey, remember, if you do the right things, the results will come. If you plant, you'll harvest. If you build, the structure will stand. It's not mysterious, it's structural. The moment you realize this, you take back the power to create the kind of confidence that carries you through any challenge. Think about the areas in your life where you already feel confident. Was it magic, or did you earn it? Maybe it was learning to ride a bicycle or standing up to speak in front of your class for the first time. At first, the hands shook, the heart pounded. But after a few rounds, after falling, after trying again, it started to feel natural. That's structure, not luck. That's cause and effect, not mystery. That's the science of building confidence. And if it can be built, then anyone can build it. So what is the formula for confidence? If it's not a mystery, if it's not magic, then what is it? What creates that shift from doubt to assurance, from holding back to stepping forward? I found that confidence is the natural outcome of a simple equation. Knowledge plus practice plus reflection equals confidence. Let's start with knowledge. You can't feel good about what you don't understand. Knowledge is the seed. When you don't know, uncertainty takes over. That's why those early days in any new venture can feel so shaky, because you're still learning the ropes. Still figuring out where the furniture is in a dark room. But the moment you start gathering facts, learning the basics, absorbing information, you're planting the seed of confidence. But knowledge by itself isn't enough. How many people do you know who read all the books, who know all the theories, but still hesitate when it's time to act? That's where practice comes in. You take what you know and you try it out. The first swing is awkward. The first attempt is rough. But you show up again and again. And each time it gets a little better. That's practice. Now, if you stop at practice, you get better. Sure. But to really build confidence, you have to reflect. You pause and look back. You ask yourself, what worked? What didn't? What could I try differently next time? It's that act of reviewing your progress, of studying your own steps, that turns experience into wisdom. So knowledge gets you started. Practice gives you experience. Reflection gives you insight. When you add those together, you start to see the results. Each repetition cements the belief that you're getting better, that you're making progress. Repetition is the mother of skill, and skill is the mother of confidence. I remember when I first started speaking in front of groups, the first time I was nervous, but I'd studied my material. I knew what I wanted to say. Then I practiced. I rehearsed in front of the mirror. I rehearsed in front of friends. And after each talk, I took a little time to reflect. What worked well? What didn't land the way I wanted? Each round of that formula built a little more confidence. The key is, you can't skip any part of the formula. You need all three. Some people just study and never practice and wonder why they don't feel confident. Others practice and practice but never stop to reflect, so they never improve. But put all three together. Learn, do, review, and you have a recipe for quiet, unshakable confidence. If you want to build confidence in any area of your life, just ask, what do I need to learn? How can I practice? When will I stop and reflect? Don't wait for lightning to strike. Don't hope for sudden courage. Build it step by step by applying the formula. You'll find that with each cycle, each time you learn something new, try it out, then think it over. The roots go deeper. The next time you face a challenge, you don't feel quite as lost. You have the memory of success, the experience of progress, and the wisdom of reflection to draw from. Confidence, then, is not a leap. It's not a one-time event. It's the result of repeated, purposeful cycles. Knowledge, practice, reflection, repeat. Over time, the doubts get quieter and the belief gets louder. That's the science. That's the formula. Now let's talk about the role of competence in building confidence. This is where the rubber really meets the road. Confidence, after all, isn't just a feeling you conjure up out of thin air. It's the natural result of knowing what you're doing, of having skill, of becoming competent. Think back to the first time you tried something brand new. Maybe it was your first job, your first sales call, your first time standing up to speak in public. Most people don't feel confident when they're beginners. That's normal, because you can't feel strong about what you don't understand. There's no foundation yet. There's no muscle memory. There's only guesswork and nerves. But keep going. Keep studying. Keep practicing. Keep showing up. With each attempt, a little more knowledge, a little more skill starts to take the place of doubt. The very act of learning, of getting good at the fundamentals, begins to crowd out uncertainty. Confidence grows from competence. There's no shortcut here, but there is a reward. The better you get, the stronger you feel. I remember my own early days standing in front of a room full of strangers, heart pounding, hands sweating. But every time I went back, every time I reviewed my material, improved my delivery, and learned from my mistakes, a piece of doubt dropped away, and a little more assurance showed up. I saw this again and again in business. Someone new would join the team, and on day one, they'd be timid, unsure, hanging back. But you give them some time, give them some tools, and encourage them to study. Suddenly you see a transformation. One week they're watching, the next week they're doing, and a few weeks later they're teaching someone else. Study until skill replaces doubt. That's the secret. You don't have to become an expert overnight, but you do have to become a student. Invest time in understanding the craft. Get curious about how things work. Break it down and practice the basics over and over until those basics belong to you. You see, real confidence isn't loud. It's not about showing off. It's the quiet, steady assurance that comes from knowing you've put in the time and you know what you're doing. When you walk into a situation prepared with skill on your side, it changes your posture. It changes your voice. It even changes the way you breathe. Now, this applies to anything: business, relationships, health, finances. You can't bluff your way into lasting confidence. You can't hope it into existence. You have to build it by stacking up competence, one skill at a time. When you find yourself hesitating, doubting, ask yourself, how much have I really studied this? How much have I practiced? Have I done the work to become competent? If not, the answer isn't to just believe harder. The answer is to go back to the basics. Study more, practice more, get your hands dirty. Remember, every master was once a disaster. Every confident person you see started out unsure, started out awkward, started out as a beginner. The difference is they didn't stay there. They decided to close the gap between doubt and confidence with skill. And that's something anyone can do starting today. Now let's take a look at the evidence, the real stuff. You see, there's a difference between telling yourself you can do something and actually proving it to yourself. Now, I'm all for positive thinking, but at some point, words run out of power unless you can back them up with evidence. That's where true confidence is born. It's easy to stand in front of the mirror and say, you can do it. But if you haven't put in the work, if you haven't gathered a little stack of wins, no matter how small, those words ring hollow. They echo around in your mind, but they don't stick. You know the truth deep down, and so does everyone else. Confidence must be proven through performance. It's not about talking yourself into something you've never done. It's about stacking up moments, stacking up experiences, and saying, I've done it before. I can do it again. That's the voice of evidence. That's the voice of results. Think of a time when you achieved something, even a little thing. Maybe it was making your first sale. Maybe it was getting through a difficult conversation. Maybe it was just showing up to do something that scared you. That's evidence. Each small win adds to your ledger. Every time you try, every time you finish what you started, you're building a library of proof that you're capable. This is why I tell people, don't chase after big, flashy victories in the beginning. Start small. Collect those little wins. Finish the book you started. Make the call you were nervous to make. Step up when you feel like stepping back. Every time you do, you add to your reservoir of confidence. Because now you're not just hoping you can do it. You know you can, because you've already done it. Affirmations alone can only take you so far. The mind is sharp. It knows when you're bluffing, but give it evidence. Show yourself you're capable through real action, real results, and you'll find that belief starts to settle in a little deeper. The mind can't argue with a track record. I remember when I was young, I wanted to become a better speaker. I could read all the books, listen to all the tapes, say all the right things in my mind. But until I stood up and did it, until I faced that audience and got through the speech, nothing really changed. The first one was rough. The second was better. The third was better still. What changed? Not my affirmations, but my evidence. My track record started to speak louder than my fears. You see, confidence is a scoreboard. The score doesn't lie. You put points up by showing up, by doing the work, by finishing what you start. Each point makes it easier to try again. Each win becomes part of your story, part of your belief system. So the next time you catch yourself hesitating, don't just reach for another positive phrase. Look back at your evidence. Review your wins, no matter how small. Remind yourself, if you did it before, you can do it again. And if you haven't done it yet, go get your first win. Make it something you can finish today. Stack up that first piece of evidence, then stack up another. That's how confidence grows. Not from empty words, but from real results. Evidence beats affirmation every time. And this is the key. If you want to find the real root of confidence, you have to dig down to this level. Preparation is the bedrock. It's the solid ground beneath your feet when everything else feels uncertain. There's a reason the confident people you admire always seem so steady. They've prepared. They've done the homework. They've paid the price ahead of time. That's what gives them that calm assurance. It's not arrogance. It's earned quiet. When you've prepared, you don't have to pretend. You don't have to put on a show. Confidence becomes silent strength, not loud bravado. On the other hand, think about a time when you were thrown into something you weren't ready for. Maybe it was a meeting you hadn't reviewed for, or a task you didn't fully understand. That's when the nerves show up, isn't it? That's when your mind races and your confidence shakes. It's a sign you're standing on shaky ground because the roots aren't deep. I've learned over the years that the way to banish doubt is to be prepared. When you know your material, when you've run through the steps, when you've imagined the challenges and planned your responses, you carry yourself differently. You walk in with your head a little higher, your voice a little steadier, and people notice. You don't have to announce your confidence. It shows up in your preparation. There were times in my early career when I tried to wing it. I figured I could charm my way through or hope for the best. But let me tell you, hope is a weak strategy. Hope is not a substitute for preparation. When I got serious about preparing, studying my material, anticipating questions, practicing my delivery, that's when my confidence really started to grow. Roots. Preparation turns nervous energy into positive energy. It takes the edge off anxiety. It gives you something to stand on when the spotlight turns your way. There's a saying, the will to win is nothing without the will to prepare. I believe that. The game is won long before you step onto the field. It's won in the early mornings, the late nights, the quiet moments of study and rehearsal that nobody else sees. Sometimes people ask, how do you stay calm under pressure? My answer is simple. Prepare more than you think you need. Over-prepare if you have to. Make the unknown known by running through it in your mind. Picture every question, every obstacle. Do the heavy lifting ahead of time so you can travel light when it matters. Here's the irony. Real confidence is usually the quietest person in the room. It doesn't need to shout. It doesn't need to prove itself. It's not performance, it's presence. When you've put in the work, you carry that knowledge like a shield. When you haven't, confidence is shaky, no matter what you say on the outside. I encourage you, make preparation a daily habit. Don't wait until you feel ready. Start getting ready. Lay your foundation brick by brick. Even the smallest effort today is a deposit in your confidence account for tomorrow. If you want to feel truly confident, don't just wish for it. Work for it. Build it through diligent, consistent preparation. That's where it starts. That's where it grows. And that's the kind of confidence that can't be taken away because it was earned, not borrowed. Now, this next one is life-changing. It's a cornerstone of confidence, the discipline of self-talk. You see, what you say to yourself all day long becomes the script for your actions. That voice in your head, those quiet sentences you repeat, they shape the way you see yourself, the way you show up, the way you handle adversity. Most people spend far too much time criticizing themselves. The mind is quick to judge, quick to remind you of mistakes, quick to spotlight your shortcomings. And over time, if you're not careful, that kind of talk becomes automatic. The problem is, constant criticism doesn't strengthen. It weakens. It doesn't build. It erodes. Before long, the mind believes the worst and acts it out. That's why discipline matters. You must train yourself to notice the difference between useful correction and useless criticism. There's a difference between telling yourself, you messed up, you'll never get it right, and telling yourself, you missed that one, here's what you do next time. One is destructive, the other is instructive. Replace criticism with correction. That's the formula. When you make a mistake, and you will, because we all do, don't turn it into a personal attack. Treat yourself like a coach would treat a good player. Point out what went wrong, but then direct your mind to the solution, the next step, the adjustment. This is the real power of self-talk. You become your own guide, your own instructor. Instead of debating your value, you direct your focus. Instead of wallowing in emotion, you move into instruction. This is not about lying to yourself or pretending you're perfect. It's about becoming constructive, becoming your own best teacher. I learned early on that the mind is like a garden. What you plant is what grows. If you let weeds of doubt and negativity take over, they'll choke out your confidence before it has a chance to bloom. But if you plant seeds of encouragement, of learning, of improvement, confidence starts to flourish. Here's the discipline. Don't let the negative voice take center stage. When it shows up, don't argue with it. Don't negotiate. Just redirect. Catch yourself when you start down that old path. Stop and give yourself new instructions. Ask, what's the next right move? How can I correct course? Pretty soon, that becomes the new habit. Direct your thoughts. Don't debate them. Give yourself clear, simple instructions. When the stakes are high, when pressure rises, when doubt tries to creep in, talk to yourself the way you would talk to someone you care about. Not harsh, not indulgent, just fair and focused on improvement. This isn't about never feeling nervous, never doubting, never making a mistake. It's about building the discipline to respond to those moments in a way that leads you forward, not backward. So, take inventory. Listen in on your self-talk for a day or two. Notice the patterns. Where are you tearing yourself down? Where could you build yourself up instead? Not with empty flattery, but with honest correction and encouragement. That's how you program your mind for confidence. One thought at a time, one sentence at a time. The right words, the right instructions, repeated and reinforced, turn into the right actions. And those actions turn into the confidence you're after. And here's what confidence helps you with. Fear. Every person faces it. Some are just better at moving through it. You see, most people think confidence comes first and then courage follows. But that's not how it works. It's actually the other way around. Courage has to lead the way. You act while you're still afraid. That's how the process works. If you wait for all your fear to disappear before you move, you'll wait forever. Fear is the natural response when you're reaching for something bigger than you've done before. It's a sign that you're stretching, growing, stepping into the unknown. Don't mistake that feeling for a stop sign. It's really an invitation to grow. Courage is simply the willingness to take a step in spite of fear. That first step may be small, a phone call, a conversation, a new attempt, but it breaks the paralysis of worry. Action changes things. The moment you move, you start to prove to yourself that fear is not in control. I remember my first time standing in front of an audience. The fear was there, no question about it. Hands shaking, heart pounding, mind racing. If I had waited to feel confident, I would have never taken that step. But the moment I started, the moment I said those first few words, the fear began to shrink. With every sentence, courage started to gain ground, and confidence was close behind. That's the secret. Proof of survival rewires belief. When you act, you show yourself you can handle it. Maybe you didn't do it perfectly, maybe you stumbled, but you made it through. You're still here. The mind starts to say, if you survived that, maybe you can survive the next challenge too. Motion dissolves fear faster than theory. You can read every book on overcoming anxiety. You can listen to all the tapes. But until you take that first action, nothing changes. Action is the great transformer. It's what turns intention into experience, what turns hesitation into progress. You see, each act of courage, no matter how small, is a deposit in your confidence account. It doesn't have to be a giant leap. Sometimes the bravest thing you can do is show up, make the call, speak up, step out. Each time you do, you chip away at fear and build the habit of courage. Pretty soon, you start to realize something important. Fear doesn't disappear, but it loses its power. You've faced it enough times to know you can handle it. Confidence grows in the soil of courage. Every challenge you face, every time you act while afraid, you water the roots of your own belief. So if you're waiting for the day when you're never nervous, never anxious, never doubting, stop waiting. Instead, decide to act while you're afraid. Put yourself in motion. Take the step. Let courage lead, and confidence will follow. You'll look back one day and be amazed at how far you've come. Not because fear left you alone, but because you learned to move forward anyway. That's how confidence is built. One courageous action at a time. So remember, confidence isn't built in a day, but it is built daily. You see, confidence has a way of compounding. It grows, it multiplies, it builds on itself, just like interest in a good savings account. Every act of courage, every hour of preparation, every bit of honest self-talk, every small victory, they all add up. At first, it's not much. Just a little belief, just a little evidence. But you keep at it. You do what needs to be done when you don't feel like it. You study, you practice, you show up, and you reflect. Each action is like adding another dollar to the bank. It doesn't seem like much in the moment, but over time, the interest starts to grow. Confidence begins to pay dividends. This is why consistency is so powerful. One day of preparation is good, but a week is better. One brave step is good, but a dozen starts to change your story. You see, the more you do, the more you believe you can do. Each act makes the next one easier. Each success, no matter how small, becomes proof that you're capable and that proof is hard to shake. It's a compound effect. You stack up wins, You stack up preparation. You stack up days where you kept going when you could have quit. And suddenly, you wake up one morning and realize the doubt isn't quite so loud anymore. The fear doesn't run the show. Confidence earned and built over time has taken its place. I've seen it in my own life and I've watched it in others. The ones who make the biggest changes are rarely the ones who go for the big leap all at once. It's those who build piece by piece, day by day, quietly, persistently, who one day look up and see how far they've come. The little things, repeated, compound into the big things. Remember, confidence doesn't mean you never doubt. It means doubt no longer dominates. It means your belief has been strengthened by so much evidence, so much preparation, so many small acts of courage that you have a solid foundation to stand on. It means you've built a fortress out of small stones, each one laid carefully, each one earned. Don't underestimate the power of compounding. Don't dismiss a small victory just because it doesn't feel like much. The person who shows up every day, even in small ways, outpaces the one who only takes action when inspiration strikes. Inspiration is wonderful, but habit is more dependable. So wherever you are in the process, start stacking. Stack up preparation. Stack up honest self-talk. Stack up action in the face of fear. Stack up evidence through performance. Each deposit each day multiplies over time until confidence is no longer something you chase. It's something you own. That's the science of building confidence. It's not magic. It's not mystery. It's cause and effect, formula and repetition, skill and evidence, preparation and action, discipline and compounding. Build it day by day and let the power of compounding do the rest. We'll be right back.